One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. RyanSickler.com. Thank you guys for supporting this show. I love doing this. This is a really fun show. It's one you got to watch for sure. And I'm excited to have this guest back with you, back here with me today, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Aaron Weber, everybody. Welcome
excited,
back
dude.
In the Way Back.
Thank
friend.
You, man. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Before we get into some fun stories, right there, plug it all, buddy.
AaronWeberComedy.com is my MySpace page. I got all my dates on there, at Real Aaron Weber, across all social media. I have a special out on YouTube called Signature Dish on Nate Land Entertainment's YouTube page. Excited to be here on the Way Back.
Yeah, buddy.
It was way better this time.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
great.
I got it now.
You definitely got to check out Aaron's Honeydew episode. And in that, I learned that you're from Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And you've got your one of four siblings. Is that right?
One of four, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I always start with this seat right here. Have you ever sat in a Way Back seat at all?
I have.
And
it's
you're
been
young.
A long
How old
time.
Are you?
I'm 33.
Yeah, you're a young man.
Born in 91.
So who had this car back in 91 in your world?
My mom grew up with this car. She grew up with a station wagon.
Oh, yeah?
With the back seat. But I had a couple friends at school that had the station wagon with the back. You know, we were big on, and I haven't seen it in a long time, Alabama sitting in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you do that a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
Even in Maryland?
Yeah.
Just hop on the back of a truck and ride around?
In Carroll County, where the rednecks are,
okay.
Get out there.
Yeah.
But that's illegal. That's why you don't see it anymore.
It became illegal.
Yeah.
I think it was, Alabama was like frowned upon, but you'd still do. They
Fuck
go, we wish you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
If you got it,
you
got to get
buckle
home.
Up.
Yeah.
And you don't worry about everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's mostly what we did. We didn't have a station wagon. We had a.
Yeah. What's your family get around? You got six people.
We had a 1991 Toyota Previa minivan.
Let's look this bad boy up.
Sliding
here.
Door. Only had a sliding door on one side. That was a famous
the
van.
The egg.
Among.
We used to call this the egg.
Oh, yeah, dude. And I'll tell you one day.
Like that one there?
One day, we were at a baseball game in the parking lot right outside a game, and that sliding door slid right off the car.
What do you mean?
I mean, it just slid. Like, you'd open it, and it
yeah.
just kept going,
just
and the whole thing fell off. And everybody heard it. It's a loud noise.
That's a manual
noise.
Door, too, right? That's
oh,
not an electric
yeah. Nothing's
one
electric
then, yeah.
in this car. Nothing's electric.
And it just kept going and dropped off?
It just
off.
Slid all the way off.
How'd y'all get home?
We... My brother climbed on top of the minivan. My brother's probably 12 or 13 at this time. We rode home with him on top of the minivan.
No, you did not.
We're using a bungee cord.
No,
and
we held.
I swear to God.
Y'all rode home with a 12-year-old child on the roof holding the fucking door on. That's true, dude.
It was only about a mile and a half. It was only about a mile and a half home.
Yeah.
But that's like a legendary story in our family. And everybody
who's
in the family.
Who's inside this part here holding it? Who's holding the door like that?
My dad and me and my brother are in there.
So three of you are holding this door.
Holding it from the inside. He's on the top.
Making sure it stays.
Yes.
And mom's driving?
Mom's driving and my sister's in the car.
Hilarious, yeah. Dude. There's a kid on top of the car.
And it was very public. And I don't remember. It's so funny. I don't remember anybody objecting to there's a kid on top
of
the car.
No one beeping at you on the way home. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
No. My family right there. So that's probably... That was our big family vacation. We took one real big family vacation.
All right, who's who in here?
I'm on the left.
Okay.
Right there.
And how old are you here, roughly?
What
you
probably think? 9.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
And who's big bro in the middle?
So that's my older brother, Faustin. He's probably...
Is he tall as shit?
He's about 6'3".
Or was he just
now.
There? Yeah, he is big.
Yeah, my brother on the right, Daniel, he's now 6'8".
Damn.
Yeah, he's 6'8".
The little guy right there went to 6'8".
Yeah, so I'm like the shortest guy in
Holy
the family
crap.
Now.
Where are you in this picture?
That's Washington, D.C. That was the one big trip we took.
Hell is that in D.C.?
That's the Washington Monument under construction. The one time we were there.
Like, what the fuck?
The one time we were there was all under construction. And, I mean, great job taking the photo.
Can't even tell
no
what the hell it is.
No context for it. I remember... a lot about that trip. I remember we spent like a whole day at like some distant aunt's house, so bored. And then we went to like a museum. That was the kind of trips we do, like a museum. And you'd be like, ugh.
So you're driving the Toyota up to DC?
Oh, yeah. We drove that thing up there. Yeah, man.
And is his older brother who's holding it on top of the road?
That's him, and that's probably about the age he was when it happened. So that's actually,
I mean, he does look
crazy.
Big
found
for
that
his
picture.
Size,
he's a big dude.
Grab his ass up and hold that door, damn it!
But that, so we had that minivan for a lot more time after that. Actually,
well, here's my next question. Yeah. If you might remember, you get home, but you still need to get the door fucking fixed.
You know, I've never thought about
so
it.
How did you get to wherever to get the damn thing fixed?
I don't know what we
Nobody's
did.
Showing up at the house with a door to fix.
I don't remember that part of the story. I think my dad was just like, let's just get home. I'll figure everything else out.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I haven't seen that van in forever. You know, we donated that minivan to like Catholic charities in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And every now and then we'd see it driving around town.
It would
which
be
is
yours
kind of fun.
For sure.
And we were like, it has to be. Because I had never seen anybody else with that.
Yep,
exact.
Doors off. That's ours.
And I think they still had the missing back hubcap. And they were like, oh, that's the white knight, we would call it.
All right. So something I wanted to talk to you about is that if you watch Aaron's Honeydew episode, your dad was a principal.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
They meet at school.
Very scandalous relationship.
Sure.
And get engaged.
You end up going to that school while they're both a principal and a teacher? Is that accurate?
Now, by the time I got to high school, my mom was teaching elementary school. My mom would jump around. Mm-hmm. When she started having kids, she was a full-time stay-at-home mom. And then when the kids got older, she went back to teaching. So she was my mom was my Algebra 1 teacher in eighth grade.
What's that like?
I was just so used to it. It's crazy. I never thought of school and family as like separate things. I know that sounds crazy, but I just always grew up. We would go to the same. My dad was kind of like the king of this castle that we would just go to. So I never really thought anything of it.
You're never being held to a higher standard, different standard, or if you yourself feeling like I better not fuck up mom's class.
Yeah. Yeah. I was more like that with my mom than my dad, you know, because when you're a young boy, I think you're protective of your mom in ways, right? And if anything, I'm policing the room a little bit from my idiot friends.
Okay.
You know, come on, it's my mom, dude. Your dad is different. You know, like when the student body would get in trouble, it was my dad had to go and like address the school. I remember we had a poop bandit in high school.
What do you mean?
We had a guy that kept vandalizing the bathrooms with poop.
How? Was he smearing it?
Smearing it all over the walls. Smearing it all over the walls. So I think after like the third or fourth incident, my dad was like, well, I got to shock some sense into these kids. So my dad had to like call the whole student body into the auditorium and like yelled at us.
Your dad had to lecture this school?
Yeah.
Because somebody was smearing
shit. Think about what you're doing to these janitors who work hard all day.
Was he practicing at home before he got there?
He's definitely putting it on. He's putting it on.
Yeah.
There's a difficult balance where like I knew my dad, so I knew that some of this is performative in the way that anybody has to be at your job, right? Like I tell the story about our big rival in Montgomery, Alabama was a school called Alabama Christian Academy, ACA. And their reputation was they're like the redneck school. We hated them, dude. So when we would play them in basketball, to mock them, we would all, the whole student body, dress up in like hunting gear.
Is that right?
We'd all show up in camo, duck calls, just to make fun of these rednecks, right? So I remember we showed up and my dad walked in the gym and was like, everybody who's wearing camouflage, get outside right now. And we're like, oh God, I'm wearing camouflage, I'm son. So he walks out there and he goes, listen, I understand what you're doing. We don't do this. We cheer, we don't jeer. That was good. We don't cheer. He goes, if you're in camouflage, take it off. Go put it in your car. If you can't take it off, go home. We're not going to do this as a student body. And I was like, God, what a buzzkill. It was so much fun until that happened. I remember like 4 or 5 years later, I asked my dad if he remembered that. He goes, oh, yeah, it was hilarious. But you can't. But you have, but he put on this big show of like, I'm so ashamed of the student body here. And
so at one point, is there a point where you're all going to that building?
Yes, there was one year where I think the age gap was my younger brother was in kindergarten and my older brother was in eighth grade. So we'd wake up in the morning and we did morning prayer every day at 6:30 a.m.
Family?
Morning prayer, the whole family.
Is that right?
The whole family.
Do you remember a prayer? Did you have a specific one?
We'd read from the Magnificat, which is, we're Catholic, so that's like the official,
listen,
whatever the daily
I'm
prayer.
I'm Catholic. Oh, yeah. I don't even know what the fuck the
we're Catholic. We read the Magnificat every day, so it's like a responsorial psalm. It's a reading, and then we'd have to go around and say one thing we're thankful for and then one thing we're going to ask God for. Okay. So that every morning of my childhood, because my dad grew up that. He did it too. So anyway, so we do that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Eat breakfast, get ready, and then we'd all get up and go to the same school every day.
How many total of you?
Six of us total.
All six are going. Yeah. Oh, dad's.
Because my mom was teaching at that school at that point, too.
And that's the same school dad was principal at?
Now, but it was like elementary school and a middle school and a high school, but they were all connected.
Oh, gotcha.
Not the same buildings, but part of the same like system.
Right.
Yeah, so it was all, we'd all get up and go there. It's pretty crazy.
You ever get in like serious trouble where your parents, do you ever get suspended? Your dad ever have to suspend you?
I never got serious trouble in school. I got in pretty bad trouble outside of school and after I graduated. I had people over at our house and we drank and
that's
stuff.
Not very Christian,
at the principal,
bro.
At the principal's house, dude.
Shit. Underage drinking.
Now, my dad, underage drinking at the principal's house. Yeah. It was not good. It was not good.
What happened?
It was not good. It happened. And the neighbor, one of my idiot friends, backed his truck out of our driveway and ran over the neighbor's cable box. So my neighbor, she told me, she goes, I'll wait till about 3 p.m. And if nobody comes over and apologizes, I'm going to call his parents. And he didn't tell us that he had did this. So I just, you know, they called my parents. They were so mad. Anyway, my dad did a very smart thing, which I recommend you do when your kids are in high school. He had a no spending the night at people's houses policy. I couldn't spend the night at anybody's house my whole high school career.
And why do you recommend it? You agree with it?
If you're trying to prevent your kid from doing bad stuff,
yeah,
that's the only surefire way to do that.
I don't know about that. Kids are fucking smart, man. I mean, they're going to sneak out of your house.
Outside of sneaking out in like extreme measures, it's like that's when that stuff happens is when you're spending the night at a buddy's house, right? Mm-hmm. But if you have to go home every
night. That's why we would go spend the night.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And my dad was a high school principal long enough to know that's what was happening.
I want to talk about some of these field trips you went on because you're from the South. Now, you mentioned we were talking before this, though, and I didn't know this. Is Mobile, Alabama's the original White House of the United States before the D.C.?
Okay.
Or is what would they call it?
Montgomery, Alabama was the first capital of the Confederacy.
Okay.
Not the United States.
All right. The Montgomery, Alabama.
When the South seceded from the Union.
Yep.
The first capital was in Montgomery.
Got it.
It eventually got moved. Jefferson Davis fled Montgomery dressed as a woman to avoid Union capture. And then they reestablished the capital in Richmond.
Okay.
Virginia.
All right.
But it started in Montgomery.
Which is why I know Richmond and I've been to the Jefferson Hotel.
Totally.
Yeah.
But the early days when they were a grassroots movement.
Yeah.
When they were just getting underway. Montgomery's so interesting. There's a spot downtown, and we saw it on a field trip at the Capitol building. There's a gold star in the ground, and it says Jefferson Davis stood here while being sworn in as president of the Confederacy. And so you stand right on that, and you look straight ahead, and it's Martin Luther King's church.
Nuh-uh.
Right there. Yeah, on the same, like, catacorner to the
to
the star. So Montgomery's got a lot of stuff. Fourth grade was the year, for whatever reason, that was like the field trip year.
Yeah, so we went on. Tell me where you're doing, because I'm a Maryland kid, and we would – you don't realize it till later where, you know, we'd be like, we're going to the Smithsonian again.
That's pretty
sick. We're going to D.C. again. Yeah, and then you get older and you meet people out here in California who've never even been to D.C.
That
and
was I'm our like, big family trip was D.C.
We would go every, but it was always, we're going to see Archie Bunker's chair again. I saw Fonzie's Jack.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, shit like that, you know?
We went.
So where are you guys going?
We went to a lot of stuff in Montgomery. Went to the first White House of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis's house. There's a whole section in Montgomery called Old Alabama Town, and you go to his house, and it was life was so brutal back then. I remember standing at the foot of his steps, and they go, "Yeah, Jefferson Davis, his 5-year-old son fell off the steps and died right here." And you're like, "Oh, geez, the Civil War." It's like Montgomery's in the cross section of the Civil War history and the civil rights stuff is really interesting. So, yeah, that's the house we went to. And you just see where all his kids died. And, and then I think the story was the Union was there ready to get him. And so he cross dressed as a woman to disguise himself and left the city. So didn't really go out with a bang, Jefferson Davis.
No.
Are the high schools named crazy stuff where you grew up? I guess.
Give me an example. What do you mean, by
Robert E. Lee
stuff?
High School?
There's no Robert E. Lee either.
Not in Maryland.
You know what? Look up Robert E. Lee High School, Maryland. Let's see. I might be wrong. There might be. It is below the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama. That's the one. If I would have gone to public school, that would have been the school I went to, Robert E. Lee, which I think they've renamed.
Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah,
high.
Go to Robert E. Lee High School here.
Where? That's not Maryland.
KKK High. Montgomery, Alabama. Look at that. They changed the name.
Let's read the states where they have them real quick.
Changed
Kirsten here. Virginia, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Virginia, Texas, South Carolina, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Deep below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
Only one of them is still currently Robert E. Lee.
Which one is this? Baytown, Texas. Hold on.
They're still hanging in there.
So
what's
your school?
Montgomery called?
Yeah, what's it called now?
Dr. Percy L. Julian High School. Never heard of this guy. I'm sure he's a better guy than Robert E. Lee was, whatever you're supposed to say. How about that? They changed the name. So all of the public high schools in Montgomery are named after controversial figures. I was just curious how many of these have. I mean, there's Jefferson Davis High School. Lanier, I think, was a Civil War general.
I mean, you could say they're all problematic, I guess, back then.
George Washington.
There's Washington.
George Washington Carver. That's a high school.
Is it?
The peanut guy who saved the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, complicated history there.
Every time I see that, I always think of the Eddie Murphy sketch. Do you know that one? No. He does this Black History Minute.
Oh.
Hey, here it is. Oh. And he talks about George Washington Carver. You don't have to play it, but he...
it's from SNL?
Yeah, from back when he was on SNL. Like, wow. Those days. And he's doing a whole thing about how George Washington Carver got ripped off and he's the man who created the fucking peanut and was playing records with it and shit. And then the peanut butter and he got ripped off and died broke and blind or some shit.
Oh, that's great.
Are you doing Civil War reenactments? Or are you just going to watch them? Are you partaking?
Yeah. So we went to a Civil War reenactment. We didn't participate in it. It would have been fun to do as a kid. I would like to do one as an adult, but I think that's harder to get into now. But I remember we watched a full Civil War read. It was one of those places where like people are dressed up like they're from that time period and you can walk up and talk to them. There was like a blacksmith there and then like a... And I remember I got a root beer that was disgusting. It's how they used to drink root beer back then, where there was no carbonation. I remember just being a kid, hating this root beer that I bought, watching a Civil War reenactment, not thinking it was odd at all. But I guess that's a strange field trip for kids to take. I think the South won. I think we wouldn't have gone to it otherwise.
Nuh-uh. They got a little twist on history.
Rewrote history.
This battle, guys. Just this battle.
I can't remember... Which it might have been the Battle of Selma. I think the Battle of Selma.
Battle of Selma.
And we've all heard the march to Selma, but I think there was a Battle of Selma in Alabama. And we went to the reenactment.
There it
is. How about that?
Look at your memory.
Yeah, the Battle of Selma.
Fought on April 2nd.
Who won? Is there a winner? I mean, not that it matters in the grand scheme of things, but I'm trying to remember if it was. Oh, look at the Confederates surrendered. Wow. That's not how we showed it. That's not how we did it.
Didn't even get your ass beat. They quit.
We got to a certain point and they go, all right. And then you can just kind of wrapped up.
At this point
there.
Here, we're just going to move on. Yeah. They surrendered. Yeah.
And then the big field trip, kind of the culmination of that fourth grade year, was Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama.
That's that. Well, so what's there?
And we went for a whole weekend. So NASA is in Huntsville, Alabama. Never gets credit for NASA.
I thought Florida.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the line, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh.
Everybody thinks Houston
I'm thinking Florida because that's where they launch.
They launch out of there for, technical reasons. But the headquarters, like the brains of the operation.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Are in Huntsville. Everything's named after Wernher von Braun. The theater there is called the Von Braun Center.
Okay.
But yeah, we spent a full weekend here.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was why it was the big trip, because it was like
overnight. And where do you guys, like, you stay overnight? Where? Do they
get a hotel? I
on
remember.
The campus here or just like?
I think just in the city somewhere.
Man, that's badass. Yeah. You get to go for a weekend? And for what do you get to do? Like, what are they letting you guys do? Are you going up in these rockets or in these shuttles?
They have there's a ride there. I think that's what it is. It's called the Space Shot. There's rides, but then there's also, it's a lot of like just exhibits where you walk around. They have that thing. It's almost like a gyroscope that you climb into and it spins around 360 degrees. A lot of that kind of stuff.
Are you getting in spacesuits and stuff?
Nothing that extreme. That's
oh, that thing. Okay. That's like Spies Like Us. I remember them training in that where they're spinning. Yeah.
And then there is like a G-force simulator.
And you get to go in that?
You get to go in that. So it was really fun. I remember that was the big – I used to love space, too. I used to be obsessed with it. So I used – you know, every kid thinks they're going to be an astronaut at some point.
But then you realize down here, I don't blame you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was the big field trip in fourth grade. I remember looking forward to that all year because I saw my two older siblings do it. And then I'm like, God, I can't wait till I'm in fourth grade. Get to go to space camp.
You get to do it every year for school?
Just in fourth grade.
Oh, only?
Just in fourth grade. One, yeah.
I thought you meant yearly. That was your big like fourth, fifth, sixth.
Just in that fourth grade. I don't even remember going to field trips outside of fourth grade.
Oh,
for
really?
Whatever reason, St. Bede Catholic Elementary School. They were like, we're going to cram in.
That's
they
what
go,
I'm saying.
Fourth grade, we're going to show you the world. Fifth grade through senior year, you're never leaving the county.
We're going to show you reenactments of Civil War shit. Yeah. Oh, no. See, we would go every – we would do a few of them.
Okay.
But every year was – so we would do a yearly to D.C. You're going once a year to D.C., and this time we're going to go see the memorials. We're going to see Jefferson, Lincoln. This time we're going to the – you know, when they would say the mall, we're like, what the fuck? I thought they meant the mall.
Yeah.
Like, what? There's a mall?
You got a PacSun?
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the monument. You're seeing the White House. You're seeing the Capitol.
Now, did you go to, like, the Holocaust Museum?
I don't know.
Anything that intense?
I don't think, not for elementary school, we didn't do that. I'm trying to remember if in high school, nobody believed it there. Trying to remember in high school if we did, though, because we definitely studied that in high school. Uh-huh. But we also would go to the Smithsonian a lot, and we would go see the Air and Space Museum there. That was the closest we got to that, you know? But you also had, we would do the Treasury and the Mint. We go check those out. Awesome. There's so much around there.
Stuff that I'm sure you just take for granted if you're close by.
And you're like, whoa. Right. And now I'm like, oh, man, we got to see all that shit in action. Yeah. It was really cool.
That's sick, dude. But in terms of outside of school, we were not big vacation. I didn't fly until I was 17. We just drive.
Where'd you go?
We drive. My grandparents lived in Mobile, Alabama, which is where right I by the water.
First official White House.
Yeah, that's where my dad grew up. We were talking about it earlier. Yeah, the first White House. That's where George Washington and John Adams got set up. Mobile, Alabama.
No, I knew it wasn't the first U.S. Well, I just thought it was the first Confederate there White House. Yes.
Yeah, so we go to the beach and go down there and see my grandparents maybe once a year. And Dauphin Island is an area. It's like a little island right outside the coast of Alabama. And that was the big trip right there. So you can see. It's like a four-hour drive from Montgomery.
And then what, do you take a ferry or something?
Yeah,
it's
just a big bridge.
Oh, I see.
And that bridge used to terrify me as a kid. I used to have nightmares about that bridge.
Really?
Yeah, look at the picture on the top left. See how, like, it's so just... I don't even know why it arcs like that. That used to terrify me as a child. Yeah, but that's where we would go to the beach. And outside of that, we did one other trip. Birmingham, Alabama, they have a theme park called Vision Land. That's our Disneyland.
Vision Land?
And I remember...
Is it still there?
All I remember is they didn't... All the roller coasters were wooden. It was all wooden roller coasters. So none of them flipped. So you can't flip on a wooden roller coaster. But that was our big theme park. I think we went once. We just weren't. I mean, we were all playing sports and doing stuff all summer.
Vision Land right there, top left.
How about that? Vision Land. Vision Land.
What's it say? The rise and fall of.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
In Alabama Amusement Park.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a fall. Yeah, dude, I think I remember this poster.
And this is where you guys would go? How far is this from your place?
Birmingham, maybe it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Maybe a little under 2 hours there. Vision Land. That's so crazy. I haven't seen that in forever.
Tell me about camps. You said there was a camp you went to.
Yeah, so I went to a camp 2 summers. I mean, this was just like maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a full summer camp, but it was a camp in Biloxi, Mississippi, where my grandfather was the archery instructor. And so he would teach us how to do archery. It was called Delta Camp. I don't even know if it's still around, but it was
how old are you like when you're going? Just high school?
I would say
school?
Once maybe like in 5th grade and then once in like I was 15 or so. Mm-hmm. And it was like a Christian camp, but I don't remember anything about that. When I think about the camp, I remember shooting guns.
Is that what
is that it,
it?
Camp Delta?
I don't know. Looks
Gulf like Coast.
They're smiling Delta. Too much.
And what are you doing here? So you're shooting guns and shooting he's the guns. Archery instructor.
I remember for the guys, it was the culmination of the whole weekend was you went on this big hike and then camped out a night and then you came back. That might be at Delta Youth Camp with those hands up in the air. I didn't do any of that, but that might have been it. I don't, I truly don't remember like a Christian element to it. I remember it just being like a normal camp. Just outdoors, canoeing, all that stuff. Like
you're staying overnight for
a week. For a week or I think it was maybe 2 weeks that we'd do it. And you know, that was the age. There's girls there too, so that's a big, you know, they're in a different cabin, but there's girls over there. So that's pretty exciting.
Tell me about growing up with three siblings. There's four of you. Sharing a room?
Yeah, I always shared a room. I always shared a room first with my older brother and then look at that.
Look at that.
I haven't seen that in a minute
Catholic either. Family.
Yeah, that was...
Who's not pictured here? Who's not born
my
yet?
My younger brother isn't born yet.
Okay.
So...
That's you in the suit?
That's me with
short pants suit?
A seersucker suit. I mean, yeah, I was looking sharp. Worst haircut I've ever seen. I mean, yeah, my mom would cut all our hairs.
It looks
so
like
we never went to the barber. So...
Your sisters too?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. They
got
might have
face like your mom. Yeah.
They might have done something different for her, but the boys, you're like, just line them up, give them a buzz cut,
hell yeah,
and they'll figure it out later. There we are.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me on the right. That's my older sister, Cynthia.
Where are you here? Do you know?
This is our house in Montgomery. You can look.
Talk about that, bro. Do you have property? You have land?
Did not.
No?
Did not really. Yeah, I remember. So my dad at the time that they got the house was they're just two teachers. I don't think they're really making any money. To their credit, they really did a good job. Like I don't remember talking about really thinking about money that much growing up. But looking back, they didn't have any. We didn't have a dryer. We would dry everything outside on a clothesline. All that kind of stuff. But that's the house that I lived first 16 years of my life in. I remember when we put up that fence, but that's that's 3769 Marie Cook Drive.
Can we look that up?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look that up. Absolutely. Person. There's our house.
This one right here in the middle?
Yeah, right there.
Look at that. look, who's getting rid of shit out front?
Oh, my God. The luck of that. When Google comes by to take the pictures, you got all kinds of crap just sitting outside.
That's
the
oldest one, 2009.
But I remember, dude.
Still
so,
there.
So we
2009.
That's
it's still
so
there.
Funny.
Wait, how far? What was the picture you just showed us?
Wait, how far? Is that the farthest back it goes?
Yeah. That's 2025 in 2009. They still got shit on the yard, bro. 15 motherfucking years. They still 16. They still got shit on the yard.
That is crazy, dude. And it's literally just junk. It's
that
like
is crazy. That's just what they do. The family here, like, fuck that. We're just putting it on the yard.
Yeah. So I remember. Oh, so we planted these two trees right here on the left of the front yard.
This big one here over to the left.
If you look to the left of the to be two trees right there. I guess these people took down one of the trees.
Probably cut it up and threw it out front.
And those were the end zones for when we play football
in
the front yard.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember when they first got planted. There was a huge oak tree. You can still see the stump of it in 2009 right there in the front, like closer to the street, right there. Huge oak tree, Hurricane Opal in 95 swept through and knocked that tree down, almost hit the house. And I remember, I mean, I'm 5 years old. I don't think I was helping much, but I remember when that fell down.
And are you cutting the grass? You pushing? You ride mower?
Oh,
what do you got?
Yeah. You know, I love mowing the grass now.
Yeah.
Do you have a yard that
you
mow?
No, that's what I'm saying. You said this isn't a lot of land, but I live in L.A. now. Look, in Maryland, that's average too, but I live in L.A. now. That's a ton of land.
Yeah. And you know what?
What about your backyard?
As
is it as big?
I think if you go to the right or left, you can probably peek in there and see what's going on. But we had, it was all paved back, like a front area of it was paved, and we had a basketball goal. Look at that. Yeah, well, dude, those trees were all base. We played baseball. Mm-hmm. That was second base right there, and then first base over there. That's awesome, man. I haven't looked at this in so long. Great times. Dude, that's the thing. With siblings, we were just out there just
doing nothing.
Making
out,
shit
doing
up
doing
all
nothing
day
out
long.
There. Yeah, you know? Dude. One time we decided we were just going to dig a hole. We spent about a month just digging a hole in that backyard. No plan.
Like how deep it
no
could,
goal. Yeah. I mean, we were just out there digging, and my parents just let it happen. I mean, they probably could have stopped.
If I looked out the window and saw it, I would let them. Fuck that. They're being quiet.
Yeah, they're away. Just
they're right
taking
where
up.
We can see them and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's the neighborhood I grew up in, man.
That's great.
My mom got in a really bad wreck on Dalrata Road right there, which is
where is that?
Perpendicular to Marie Cook Drive, right there. That one going vertically. I heard it. It was so bad. I heard
close,
it.
That close to your home?
Literally turning left on the Marie Cook Drive right there. Mm-hmm. Some kid, he's like 18 with a girl in his car, was trying to impress her, tried to pass. She was turning left, and he tried to pass around her, smashed her right there in the middle of the street. We heard it as a family.
Damn.
Heard a huge, loud. She was driving home from church. Huge, loud noise. And then I remember the police came and knocked on her door. My dad thought she had... she was fine. It was just like a really violent wreck that kind of still affects her to this day.
That's
driving.
Crazy.
Yeah. But man, a lot happened on this little... This area is called Dalrata. Dalrata in Montgomery. So if you tell somebody from Montgomery, Dalrata's area, the Air Force base is close by. But dude, once you got a bike, I remember once I got a bike and I was allowed to just go off, I just ride off.
That's free,
just for hours. That's St. Bede right there. That's where I went to elementary school.
Here?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I remember my dad telling me that St. Bede was about a mile from our house. So my whole life to this day, when I conceptualize a mile, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. the trip from my house to church.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Right here. Which is, and I think I looked it up recently.
There used to be one in our neighborhood. It was from the intersection traffic light to the McDonald's was 1 mile.
And you think about that
I
still?
I know exactly how far that motherfucking McDonald's was, bro. I know exactly. I'm like, we should be hitting McDonald's by now. That's my mile marker. Dude, thank you for doing this, man. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, dude,
man.
That flew by. I'm sorry. I was having fun.
No, don't, man. Promote one more time, please. Let everybody know where
the special on YouTube. Want to see me do stand-up comedy? It's called Signature Dish. It's on the Nate Land Entertainment YouTube. Just type in Aaron Weber and watch 30-minute special. The same length as this.
Yeah,
if you want to spend another 30 minutes with me and not Ryan, go check out the... special on YouTube. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah,
this was fun. Look at that.
Wait, let's,
dude.
Yeah, let's look at some photos
look
for you, right?
Look at that photo, huh?
You got it. You have the classic. That's a Marine head right there. You got a square head on you, bro. You got a jar head, bro. Look at you. I'm surprised. Were you a Marine? You ever serve in our military?
In a different life, I think.
Yeah, this guy's definitely got confirmed kills. This kid.
Yeah, dude.
This kid's got confirmed kills.
Look,
there he is.
Brutal.
What is
dude.
That? What is that down there?
That's a hovercraft I built for eighth grade science.
Oh, grade. Shit. You're on. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a hovercraft.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked unbelievable. It could hold up thousands of pounds.
No. Nah. And so, how far above the ground?
Probably 3 or 4 inches.
And
not
you would just
crazy,
float around.
But that's yeah, enough. Dude. That's the engine of a shop vac. That my grandpa helped me put in there, and it just shoots air into a shower curtain.
That's,
let me tell
that's
you,
fastened
I was
to the bottom
bell
of, it.
Of the ball I'll at bet. The science fair that year.
Could you figure out how to ride?
Look at
it?
That haircut, dude.
You know what's funny? I've been looking at the goddamn hoverboard the whole time. I haven't even looked up at that haircut.
I mean, that is. That's an awkward time of your life right there. Seventh or eighth grade, where you're like, you're trying to figure
out. Wait, explain how this works here. So that air is being blown into a shower curtain. It's fastened to the wood.
Yeah.
And it's and a, that little, was enough?
Yeah. That's
to lift
enough.
It off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And
how'd
it,
you
it
figure
holds
that
a lot
out?
Of weight. My grandpa's a physicist.
Okay.
He helped me with a lot of the technical
right.
stuff. And yeah.
And were you able to ride it and surf it? Like you could keep your balance?
So what we did was we... put like a rope on it
mm-hmm.
so you could just somebody would have to pull you, and this is the hallway at the high school
uh-huh
that we went there and just rode it up and down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing ended up catching fire in the backyard. my cousin AJ ran it caught on fire. We had to put water on it and it was dead.
That was the ride.
It was fun while it lasted, man.
Yeah, dude,
that thing
looks
was
fun.
Great. That thing was great.
You have any more, Kirsten?
Oh,
there he is. There he is.
Look at that, dude.
Whose ball is that you're using? What's it say on the end of
that? That says Skinecki. That was the name of I think that's what it is.
It does look in the N-E-K-I, yeah.
Skenecki was my friend Will's uncle, who's the head coach of this.
Why the fuck are you in poinsettia in front of a poinsettia background? Is this a Christmas turkey?
Because we're in the lobby of a Catholic elementary school.
At Christmas time?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tile statue of the Virgin Mary right behind me.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
So
that is hilarious.
They go, where
dude.
Should we post up for our basketball pictures?
Right here.
Right in front of the Virgin Mary depiction on the wall.
This is great, dude.
Let me tell you, dude, I was a force to be reckoned with back then on the basketball court.
Yeah.
Before kids started hitting puberty and I was like.
And growing.
Yeah. And I was a pretty good athlete. And then I wasn't. Anyway,
Aaron Weber, thank you for doing this, dude. Man.
You're the man. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you guys for watching as well. Hey, it's a great time here in the way back. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.